The Burt Show.
This guy went from zero to hero. When he was working with Kid Rock, people didn't even know his name. It's Uncle Cracker, and you know his name now.
What's going on, dude?
Nothing. What's happening?
This thing is all. This is hitting fast, isn't it?
I'm here to apologize for not calling in yesterday.
Man, why are you talking us out like that, dude? What happened? What did we ever do to you?
Man, you know what? It wasn't on purpose.
What happened?
And I did this thing yesterday where we played New York City, and you know that's the record label heaven, and that's the spank and thank thing.
Right.
You know, you got the meet and greet, and you got the record label party, and you do that thing, and something happened where I didn't go to bed.
Oh, imagine that.
Right. But then I had something to do for like the 7:30, 8 in the morning thing, and then I don't know what happened.
So you just despise doing these kind of interviews, going from station to station, or is it still pretty cool for you?
I can be honest when I say I do love doing the interviews. I do like doing the phoners. It just, You know what sucks more than anything?
When it gets in the way of your partying.
That was an accident.
If I read correctly yesterday, you and Kid Rock are all hanging out since you're kids.
Right.
And then you start playing with him. And then before you know it, you're recording your own album in the back of his tour bus.
Yep.
Is that the story right there?
That's pretty much the story.
Cool. Good talking to you. Thanks for coming in. What an incredible story. Now, and you met through your brother?
Yeah. Well, they went up against each other in this DJ competition. And this was back, I was 13, and it was at some teen club.
Yeah.
It was actually a bar that turned into a teen club on Sunday nights. So, the famous DJ back in Detroit, back in, like, in the 80s, was a guy named The Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
He was on WJLB. That was up in Detroit, so nobody here cares about that. But he held this DJ competition, and my brother and Kid Rock went up against each other in this contest thing. And something happened. They became good friends, and then me and Kid Rock became best friends out of it.
Wow, cool. Very
cool. They fell out over something stupid, and, we became good friends out of it. I don't know how it happened, really, but...
So he basically broke up with the girl, and you snuck right in.
That's kind of what happened.
Doesn't every guy do that?
Yeah. No, my brother was just one of them kids who didn't really care about anything.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I don't know, which makes him a good manager these days.
I'm guessing Kid Rock is probably the same way. He didn't care about a hell of a lot.
No.
Come on, the guy is coming out to, what award show was it a couple of weeks ago with a big old joint in his hat?
Was it the MTV Awards?
Yeah, it was the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
You know, he cares. You know, he actually has a heart, and he cares, and... You know, he's one of them guys, I don't know, like, you know what question I get a lot is, would you want him to marry your daughters type thing?
Only if your daughter's Pamela Anderson. You must have been high-fiving him all the way down the street with the Pamela Anderson thing.
Are they getting married?
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
It's cool for you to sit back and watch that, though. Here's a guy you're spinning with since you're like 13, and now he's dating Pamela Anderson.
No, it's good, man. High fives are good. I've been gone, though. That whole Kid Rock thing took a break, like, what, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah.
And, I watched all them cats go home, and, while they all went to Detroit, I went, the opposite direction. And I've been promoting this record for myself.
Are you done talking about the Kid Rock years and stuff, and it's just ready to move on to do the Uncle Cracker thing?
No, not that I'm done talking about it, because I'm still with the Kid Rock thing. We're doing another record with that, and, he's my best friend, my loyalty's there, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so I just, I'm not done tired of it, and there's absolutely no way people are going to quit asking me about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to get on your nerves,
man. It's a big shadow.
It's going to get on your nerves, though.
Besides, he's hanging
out. It's over. I mean, it's already got on my nerves.
Yeah.
It started out when the record came out and it didn't sell. Then it got on my nerves and it was like, wait a minute, enough with the Kid Rock stuff.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't enough Uncle Cracker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then, the record started selling and then the Kid Rock questions weren't so bad.
Right.
Because there was more Uncle Cracker. It was all right.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Plus, it doesn't suck that he's dating Pamela because, all the other girls on VIP are pretty hot.
And, yeah.
You get a phone.
You're getting hooked up. So, this must be kind of almost like a bit of a culture shock to you now, because now you're the guy in the forefront. And you're going through the stuff that Kid's been going through the last couple of years. This must be pretty damn cool for you.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
I have no complaints right now. And
the things that stink about it, though, are like getting up at 7 and being push and pulled, and you didn't have to do that stuff before?
Right, because, if I wanted to get up at 9, I'd have went to college. I got one of them things. That's why I didn't go get one of them high-paying jobs.
I think it's like inside. Like, how much do you get, like, off of every single that's sold? I mean, have you gotten like the first huge check yet?
No. In fact, I haven't seen a penny from this record.
Seriously?
Seriously. I mean, everything's about a year behind. You could go in, you could record a record today, and sell a million copies tomorrow, and the third day you'd end up with nothing.
Really?
And it'd probably take about a year before you saw anything from it.
So you haven't been able to buy anything really cool yet?
No, I think, no, well, don't,
Don't get me wrong.
I got that Kid Rock record, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
That was pretty good.
That's right.
That's why my record was kind of a bonus. Nobody needed this record. You know what's going to be sweet, though, is when it does come in. That'll be nice.
Yeah,
and
well.
My accountant will be all happy. You know?
Be rolling around naked.
We're back in the black.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was red for a while.
How many cars do you have? Come on.
Five, it's okay.
Six.
I mean, if you can't even count the amount, you can't remember how many cars you have. You got a lot of cars.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, though, I haven't been home in a while either.
If it's slipping your mind, can I?
No, it's fresh though. I just bought. I just bought an El Camino though. That is so sweet.
Dude, I dig El Caminos.
The 71 with the 454. This thing is rad.
We were just talking about El Caminos the other day.
Those things are dope. Those things are sweet.
That's a good thing, right? Dope. That's good.
Dope's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Little Jewish man equals no slang.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at his schnout. Does that mean we're going to end the interview now?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. No, you guys brought it up. I didn't. I like everybody.
As long as they're buying your record.
As long as they're buying your record.
As long as the little Jewish guy keeps playing track number 7. I'm digging the Jews. So you got the new CD coming out. Are we going to like start seeing you in movies and TV and all this too?
You know what? I'm going to stay out of the movies. And, you know, the record's out now. It's called Double Wide. And, you know, the single, obviously, Follow Me. And the next single's Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And I'm just here that, you know, hoping that you're going to, you know, put the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song in and press repeat.
Isn't Follow Me, isn't it about a dude that wants the woman to leave his wife and come hang out with him?
It's just kind of like, you know, what you don't know won't hurt you, or what they don't know won't hurt them.
It's about infidelity.
It's a very War of the Roses.
You're a dark, dark person.
Infidelity. I live in a dark place.
I live in a very dark place.
Yeah.
You know what you need to find? What? Judaism.
You need the golden Torah.
The little beanie starter kit.
The yarmulke, man.
Yeah.
Uncle Cracker, he's a spin
I'm
the
converting. I'm converting. I'm going to be... I'm going to turn into one.
Listen, when you finish your conversion, I've already got your first spin the dreidel of love.
I've converted. In fact, I'm halfway converted.
Just from being this close to Bert?
Yep.
Yeah, Judaism is contagious, dude. You'll walk out of here. You want gefilte fish and masa, and you won't even know why today.
I already can't stand Christmas.
See?
I can feel it. There's a
like
lot of love
in here.
You get
8 days.
Here. That's right. All right, man. Good meeting you. Really
nice meeting you, too, dude.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it. Uncle Cracker in studio this morning.
The Bert Show.